Lachen tzaddikim yiru v'yismachu v'yisharim ya'alozu v'chassidim v'rinei yagilu. Lachen tzaddikim. So what's tzaddikim? Tzaddikim are doing like the mitzvahs of the Torah. What is it that they see yiru that then brings them to be v'yismachu? It doesn't say over here what they see. So from the flow of the tefillah, it sounds like what they're seeing is what we said in the last paragraph. When they see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the covenant back to Klal Yisrael, and that the Melech HaMashiach now reigns, so when and there's no more Ra in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is galoy to all, so they'll see that Yiru V'yismachu, and that's going to bring them happiness. We see over here three different levels: Tzaddikim, Yisharim, and Chassidim. So what are those three different levels? And they each have a different experience when the MS is revealed. Tzaddikim is Yiru V'yismachu. Yisharim is even more, Ya'alozu. Ya'alozu is where the happiness comes forth physically and we see the person dancing already on their body. And Chassidim is something even greater, Barina Yagilu. So we see that the Simcha that's experienced when Mashiach comes and we see the truth is there's levels to it. There's not just one level of simcha. To the extent that a person invested in living a life of truth and perceiving things in the right way before the geula came, that's going to directly affect and change their experience when the geula comes and what type of simcha that they have. Tzaddikim need to be yiru v'yismachu. They need to see it, and that's going to bring them their simcha. Because a tzaddik, the idea is that even he's still struggling, a tzaddik. Yes, he may be making right choices, but after every right choice, he's still in a melchama with his yetzara. He still has an inclination to do bad that he has to fight, he has to overcome, he has to battle. And that takes away from his simcha during the struggle, because it's painful to struggle, it hurts to struggle. So he does make the right decisions, but he still has the yetzara. But they have this, like, question that they still live with. They don't see the truth. And then when Mashiach comes, Yiru, they're going to see, and now they're able to be Yismachu. Now that Simcha is able to be felt completely. But it's still just within them. It's not the highest level of Simcha that one could have. Yisharim, so in the parish Dover Shalom, he says about Yisharim, that Yisharim is talking about to what extent that the person is Lishma. So he says, Yisharim is in the word Yashar, Avoda Yashar LaHashem. He's doing it directly and straight, Avoda for Hashem, without any other motive, without any other reason behind what he's doing, right? We all do mitzvos and learn Torah, and there's percentages behind what our reason is. This amount is because of social pressure. This amount is because we want schar in the next world, or we don't want to feel guilty, or because we want to get a job as a rabbi, or whatever it is, or we have a test coming up. And then there could be maybe, hopefully, a percentage of it that we're doing it just straight yashar for Hashem. So yasharim are those that they're 100% or close to 100% that the actions that they do are yashar just for Hashem. And they're going to be ya'alozu. The Sifte Chaim, when it comes to yashar, he says, and not necessarily a machlokas, but he says yashar is as opposed to the tzaddik who's still in a melchama with his yetzahara, the yashar doesn't have that melchama. His netiyah, his inclination already is to do good. It's not hard for him anymore. He's reached the point that it's natural to go ahead and do what's good. He doesn't have to fight his yitzhar anymore. So somebody who's a yashar, even now, during Gullus, he knows what's true. He knows that the bad is really good. He doesn't need to see the geula with his eyes in order to be ya'alozu. It's just that, why now is he simply able to burst forth and it's expressed even physically by the Yisharim? Because before now, he had to contain it within his heart, his true perspective, knowing that everything really is for the good, and seeing the truth, he had to contain it within himself because everybody around him didn't see things that way, and there was no point in expressing it. But now that the Geula came, and everybody sees Yiru V'yismachu, even the Tzaddikim are Yiru V'yismachu, now the Yisharim are able to be Ya'alozu. They could express physically and rejoice externally because they don't have to hide it anymore. They don't need to contain it. But they always saw things that way. They don't need to be now Yiru in order to be Ya'alozu. And Chassidim, so that maybe that will still go back to, but in the Dover Shalom, he says the Chassidim go lifnim mishras din. They do more than just what the halacha requires, more than just what the Torah requires. Chassidim, like the Maseiras Yesharim explains, is where you go lifnim mishras din. You do once you learn from the mitzvos what type of things Hashem would like, and then you look for every opportunity to expand on that idea and do more things that are in the style of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like. Like when you love somebody and you're always thinking about what more things you could do for them, even more than just the things that they asked for. And that's what Chassidim will do, and therefore their happiness is expressed at an even higher level. The Sifte Chaim says that Rina, the Gra explains, is something that's continuously always growing. It's not just like simple, which just stays like that, but it's always growing. And he says that when Mashiach comes, there's this simcha and the rina of seeing the truth and being able to grasp and perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness on a higher level. But he said that continues to grow afterwards. It's not like you stay on that level then forever, but you continue to perceive more and more and more as you get deeper and deeper into the time of the Geula. Your perception of the truth gets greater, and it draws you into it even more, and it pulls you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more and more. And where your starting point is, it's not like everybody grows equally. It's not like everybody goes from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7. No, on one level, people are growing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. On another higher level, if they're starting already from 2, and they're growing 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and then you get people that started from a 5, and they're growing 5, 10, 15, 20. So as we get deeper into Geula, the distance between the different levels that people started at get further and further and further apart. And that goes on for eternity. That goes on for eternity. So therefore, the level that a person reaches within their lifetime with the work that they put in completely places them at different levels eternally. And they keep on growing at a faster and higher speed in terms of their awareness of the truth and the secret to the Torah and coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'olasa tikpats piha. Olasa is in the word avel. Avel, ayin vav lamed, which is ra, badness. But olasa tikpats pia. Tikpats is tisgor, that they're going to close their mouth. And the Mepharshim explain, because they're not going to exist anymore. What's going to close their mouth is because since when the Gula comes, there'll be no more Rishaim anymore in the world. So therefore, olasa tikpats pia, they won't be able to express what they think anymore because they won't be here. So as opposed to, we say, during the days of the Gullus, in the last paragraph, we said, "Upitchon pedla miyachalim lach." Those that yearned and waited for HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the days of Gullus, they couldn't open their mouth because they would just sound ridiculous because it looked so unrealistic what their emunah was. The opposite would be the case when the Geula comes. Olasa tikpat spia. Now, the rishaim and badness will have to close their mouths. They won't be able to say their thoughts anymore. They won't exist anymore. And what will burst forth is just the truth. V'kol ha'risha kula. Ka'ashan tichla. Kala risha kula is like when Chazal say kala olam kulo. Kala olam kulo. So you're trying to say without any exceptions, across the board, everybody. Risha, it's pointed out. It doesn't say risha with a shva, rather risha with a chirik, and it's referring to rishus. Rishus, badness. So it's not just the people who are rishaim, there'll be no more badness, no more yitzahara in the world. Kula ke'ashan tichla. All of it will be obliterated like smoke. Why like smoke? It doesn't say be'ashan tichla. In smoke, it'll be obliterated. Like smoke, it'll be obliterated. Smoke, from a distance, it looks like it's actually there. And the more you get closer to it, you don't even see it anymore. It's like it looks like it doesn't even exist. Like if you go outside, you know, in Beit Vegan, sometimes we're like in the middle of a cloud at night and there's all this mist. So from far, it looks like, oh, I'm about to walk into a cloud. And then you keep on like, when am I going to be in that cloud? When am I going to be in that cloud? Because as you get closer to it, you don't even see it anymore. It's not even there. So too, the rishus and the ra, the truth is, as we get close to it, we'll realize that it never even existed to begin with. That's in that way, it's like smoke.
Does it mean it did though?
So the Ramchal explains in Das Tfunos and in Derech Hashem, I think, that when the Geula comes, we're going to realize that there was that all the Ra never really was Ra to begin with. It all was for the Tov. We're going to be able to see that clearly in front of us. Like at a Bris, like when a baby is being cut and crying, we're not sad. We don't feel like something bad is happening. It even can make a person happy. So even more so, when the Gula comes, we're going to realize that all around really was a good thing that brought us to where we were.
We're talking about like Rishon, we're talking about like a Malik. That's Rishus, no?
But maybe we're going to see how that the job that they fulfilled in their existence was like the best thing that could have been. Even though now it just looks painful and hurts, but then we're going to see that, wow, that was like walking up a staircase. Not a bad thing, and that was like a ladder getting us higher. So when it says on Kala Risha, Rashi actually says Kala Risha is referring to Malchus Romi. Malchus Romi, which now I think we say is like the Western world. That's what Malchus Romi turned into. And that same Pshat who says this, Ian Tfila says on Memshela Zadon. When it comes to the words Memshela Zadon, Kitavia Memshela Zadon Min Aretz, he says, What's the Memshel Zadon referring to? Malchus Romi. But another parish that he brings in is Memshel Zadon is the Memshela of the Yetzirah over the world. Now the Yetzirah controls the world, causing everybody to sin. And that Memshel Zadon of the Yetzirah's control over the world, that's what's going to be obliterated. Like the Pasuk says, V'as Ruach HaTumah A'avir Min Ha'aretz, when Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to remove from the world the Ruach Tumah. That Ruach Tumah here in the Tefillah is being referred to as Memshela Zadon, the control of the Yetzer Hara over the world. In the parish Eitz Yosef, he points out, this is not a Tefillah right now, that this time should come. This is telling us what's going to be. And then when that happens, we're not saying it should happen. We're saying this is what will happen. We're describing now what's going to be when Mashiach comes. We're yearning for that time to come. We're not asking right now in this part of the tefillah for that to come. This is what's going to end up happening. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the Melech alone without any other. We'll see clearly how there's nothing else that has any other control or dominion over the world. Like the Pasuk says, that's referring to that period of time. What we daven for every day in Kaddish, Yiskadav, Yiskadash, Shemei Rabbah, that's referring to that period of time of Timloch Ata Hashem Levadecha. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will be the only Melech, and it'll be clear and obvious to all. Okay, we'll pick up from over here.